Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Sage Conversations, where we believe that life and even the challenges that come with it is the greatest teacher there is. I'm Mara, and in this space, we try to uncover the wisdom behind these experiences, hopeful that these will serve as inspiration for us to achieve breakthroughs and elevate our lives.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sage Conversations with me, Mara, of Movement in Myriads. And yeah, we're back for another episode, a solo episode again. And if you guys tuned into the last episode, you may have noticed that I sound a little weird. But I'm happy to say that I'm feeling much better now. Got my voice back. I am feeling 100% human. Still kind of tired because, quick life update, I have officially moved back to the city. And this is actually where, again, blah, 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 back in the city, the Skatdon. Okay. So last week, I was actually in the province in this surf town called La Union here in the Philippines. And I actually lived there for about 3 years, you know, before the pandemic, before I chose to be locked down here in the city, here in Manila, because I needed to be with my mom because we have no helper. So it's really just her here at home. But, you know, because of the situation, I needed to be here. And for the longest time, I thought that everything here in the city was temporary, that I'd eventually, you know, move back to La Union, resume my life there, because for some reason, during the early parts of the pandemic, I felt like the pace of the city wasn't for me, especially after having settled in such a steady, chill town. And that's actually what I want to talk about today, you know, pace. And we always hear that. We always hear, you know, this saying that, you know, life is not a race. It's a marathon. Go at your own pace. And we may have at one point or many points in our lives have been told that, you know, you don't have to compare how fast or how slow you are going. And a lot of the times when we compare our pace to others, that is where the pressure happens. That is where expectations arise, when in fact we're actually doing better than we think. And I wanted to talk about this because a lot of us are uncomfortable with the pace that we are going at, especially with the pandemic. Everything slowed down and now everything's opening up again. And there's that thinking where we feel like now that things are opening up again, we can just jump right back in, resume the pace that we had to put on hold. And, you know, a lot of us may have experienced that, you know, when things started opening up again, it's like we were catapulted into this reality and that we have to get used to how fast things are again. Of course, things are going a bit faster now. These are things that are out of our control. And then we start to think again that the pace that we were at, because it was so temporary, we didn't really feel comfortable with it. Or maybe we did, but with that mindset that, you know, this is going to be over soon and I'm going to go back to my original pace. And then when we go back to that quote unquote, by the way, original pace, we find ourselves overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by the fact that we can't seem to catch up. Overwhelmed by the adjustments that we have to make again. And it turns into this self-blame game. Because we prepped ourselves for this, you know, we had this mindset that, you know, this pace is temporary and just like clockwork, we'll be able to get back on our feet again, you know, just like riding a bicycle for how many years we haven't, you know, been on one, we still know how to do it. But haven't we always been on our feet, regardless of the pace that we are going at? And I realized this while I was in Surf Town. So because I've been in the city for, you know, a little over 2 years, I've always felt like things are kind of slow, when in reality, like, I'm doing so many things all at the same time. And then I go back to Surf Town, and suddenly things just felt too slow. And it made me think, you know, maybe I'm just adjusting to it. Maybe, you know, I need to give myself a little bit more time. So a week was a good time, I think, to kind of adjust in, you know, adjust with the sun. And then it didn't really happen. And of course, that self-blame happened because, hey, it's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be like riding a bike or riding a surfboard, that I'm, you know, I can actually do it again. And it made me judge myself for a time. That had I questioned myself, like, had I become this kind of like high-strung person consumed by the fast-paced life in the city, where everyone's just about work, 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 and I had forgotten what it really meant to rest, to take it easy. It made me question everything I established in the past 2 years, that I've been here at home, that I've been here in the city getting by. And when we do that to ourselves, it's like we're discrediting all the work that we did during this time of change in terms of pace. But what if, you know, that whole bringing myself back to a supposedly familiar pace was what I needed to recognize what my pace now really is? And again, our pace changes. You know, again, if we're running this marathon, we don't always go in sprints. We don't always, you know, brisk walk either. And sometimes it takes that radical change to recognize that what's been working for you, or like what you've been doing, has been working for you and with you all this time. From what felt like, you know, this necessary move, this necessary approach to survive, turned into a lifestyle. And that's not bad. That's not bad at all. It's just that we also have to acknowledge that everything and everyone around us, like their pace, that their pace has also changed. Like, everyone's trying to jump back in, and that's where it gets kind of jarring. When in fact, instead of jumping back in, let's think of it as like a way for us to actually keep moving forward. And I feel like this is how we'll find that peace in the pace that we are at. We need to experience something very radical to recognize and to honor that everything we've built and how fast we've built it, like the system, the habits, how we go about our day-to-day, has been supporting us very strongly during this time. It makes us become kinder to ourselves when we think of it that way. And that too, what I said earlier, like, we've always been on our feet. Even if we're trying to survive, we are still walking. resting every now and then, but still walking, still moving forward. I guess, you know, what I'm trying to say here is, let's let go of that pressure going back to the way things were, because that's been long gone. I mean, every day our pace changes. What more in years and months? We humans are intelligent beings. We have the capacity to adapt. But we also have, again, that intelligence that will let us know if we are adapting in the right places, like if this is where I need to adapt and see how my inner system, like how it can work in this specific place. And if it doesn't, it's fine. If it doesn't, then, you know, we go back to where we actually are. Being at our own pace doesn't always, you know, again, I forgot what I was gonna say. There. Okay. There's a big energetic vibe that we get in the different situations that we find ourselves in. And, you know, as that changes, we also change. And you know how I have this visual of just like when two different energies collide, there are times where it just don't jive at all. And again, that is okay. It doesn't mean that we made the wrong decision. It just means that we also have to trust that the decisions we made moving forward were actually the right decisions. So by putting ourselves again in that place of discomfort, in that place of a different pace, we get to recognize again the hard work that we did. We get to recognize the growth even more. Now, it's not something I would suggest to everyone. I mean, if you want to try it, you know, go ahead. If that's what it's going to take to make you recognize how your pace right now is working for you, yeah, go ahead. But sometimes, you know, there's a part of me that's like, oh, do you really want to go through all of that? Sometimes, you know, some of us have to. And, you know, going back to my story in Surfcom, I was like, you know what? Maybe I just went back to this place, give a tribute, a proper goodbye. And every time I go back to that place, like I can slow down for different reasons. I don't have to slow down, you know, because that's how the entire place is like. It's slow. I don't have to slow down because my entire life depends on it. But now I can slow down just a part of my life. And, you know, there's less pressure that way. And we just get to be also present in that place. You know, La Union now for me is like, okay, I will go here not because I've worked. I will go here to have a great time. And maybe for me to really cherish and, you know, just milk the experience, I'm just going to do things my way at my own pace here. And then take it for what it is. And when I go back to the city, because there's only one part of me that I slow down, when I go back to the city, it doesn't feel as jarring. So it helps now with that change of intention when going to another place, another situation. And I feel like this also applies in relationships. You know, like in relationships, again, people always change. We all do. There are people that you used to talk to a lot. You can talk to every day. And then over time, you just talk like once a month, or, you know, you meet up like, you know, once every quarter or like once a year, and that's fine.
And when you jump back into the conversation after a year of not seeing each other, it's like you're honoring the parts of you that were in that time. And of course, you still get to talk about where you are in the present, but you know, it becomes this space of honoring now. It becomes this space of just giving tribute. And it makes you appreciate more where you are, how far you've come, how you got there as well. So how has it been like for you? You know, with approving, maybe with experiencing the different pieces in different places. I would really like to know, because, you know, we're always, like, it's tiring to adjust every time, but it's something that is very innately human. I would like to know how that experience was like for you. And how do you gauge if a certain place or a certain situation is worth adapting to, or just, you know, or maybe it's just a place or relationship or connection we just have to honor and tribute for what it was. So for me, it's going to the extremes. I think that's a personality trait, a personality or character trait already. But it may be different for everybody else. So in this journey of finding your pace, I guess what I have to say is you found it. You found the pace that perfectly works for you right now. And, you know, and it doesn't mean that you can take it everywhere, like anywhere else or like everywhere you go. But you can have like alterations of it. But yeah, you can have like alterations of it, and it doesn't take away from the full experience of your pace that you are honoring right now, like the pace that you are really going at right now. I hope that my little story and my reflections from that trip also ignited something in you, also made you realize that I'm actually doing okay. There's nothing wrong with going fast. Because I think we've glamorized or like romanticized this whole thing about rest and going slow, taking a deep breath. And I'm not against it. Like, I'm a meditation teacher. So of course, like slowing down is something that's very important. But sometimes going at a pace that is faster than usual, where we feel like, oh, we're not resting enough and all of that, that can also be quite harmful for us. And this might be an unpopular opinion, but yeah. Anyways, there's nothing wrong with going fast. I guess what we just have to keep in mind is, you know, we discern if we're going fast because we can go fast, like we built up the momentum, or are we going fast because we're rushing towards something? And when we're rushing towards something, I think that's when it gets kind of like, oh, okay, I need to slow down a bit, because what am I actually rushing towards, as opposed to like just going very fast because you're being built, you know, you've been building up for it and you are riding the momentum. And that is just, you know, just go for it. Like, go with the flow, go with like the waves, like with how fast it goes, whatever. I started feeling less guilty when I got back here in the city. I started feeling less guilty, or like not even guilty at all, about going fast. Like back then, I would always think that, oh, these people who live life like in the chillest way possible are living better lives than I am. Wow, that's tough. That's a lot of pressure on the self. It's like, oh, I'm living my life wrong. But no, it just doesn't. It's just that it doesn't work that way. Just because you're moving slow, it doesn't mean that your life is any better. Just because you're moving fast, your life isn't any better either. It doesn't really work like that. That's just comparing your pace to other people. also other people comparing their pace to yours. So yeah, enough comparing. Run if you want to run. Walk if you want to walk. Sit if you want to sit down. Whatever gives you joy, whatever gives you peace, do it. For me, it's finding peace and moving fast and just being grateful that I can actually do it. I can actually go fast. And then I can slow it down a bit at my own will and not be too afraid of being left behind or not too afraid that I may be letting go of myself. And then when I go slow, you know, like the time that I went really slow, I'm also proud of myself for being able to do that, for having been able to do that. Because I needed that, maybe at that point in my life. But now is not the time for that. It may happen again, but who knows? And now it's finding peace in this place. And I hope that no matter what your pace is right now, you are okay with it. And so that ends today's episode. I would love to know your thoughts. I would love to also hear from you. So if you have any reflections, reactions, maybe recommendations on how to go about this adapting to the pace and like finding peace in the pace, do let me know. You know, send me a DM, leave a comment, you can email me. Yeah, like I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook, but I am more active on Instagram. And yeah, we can talk. And if you haven't done so yet, hit like, subscribe, you know, hit that notification button so that you can be, of course, notified when a new episode comes out. And with that, thank you so much for spending time with me. I really do appreciate you. I honor you and I pay tribute to you. So yeah, may you always be well. May you be healthy. May you always be safe. May you always feel loved. Thank you so much, guys. And yeah, talk to you in the next episode of Sage Conversations. Bye.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Sage Conversations. If you found value in our content, share your thoughts with us on Instagram and Facebook and tag us at Sage Conversations Podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with people you know and love. Every bit will help us grow our circle. Once again, thank you so much. May you be well and may you feel loved. Until the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.